This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype if you'd like to sound almost like you're in the studio with us. That's an option. Skype username is lrn.fm. And another high-quality internet option is via our Discord, which we now have a call-in line there. And the Discord, of course, is a way for you to chat voice or text with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock, basically. So head over there at discord.lrn.fm. Joining me in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
And Chris.
And I'm Daryl.
So, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. The big news right now, and we generally don't always talk about the big news here, but this is one of those stories that's kind of made for Free Talk Live.
Big news is federal government still exists.
The federal government, well, I mean, it's just an idea. I don't know. It's certainly people who call themselves the federal government that exist, but government ultimately is just the idea that it's okay for people who are complete strangers to you to use violence against you to get you to obey them. But in this case, the big fear, I guess, in some people's minds is that the government might shut down.
Well, you know, I am kind of...
Are you scared?
Let me say this. I am kind of, on the one hand, afraid that they'll do this shutdown thing, because the last time, and actually the last several times they've done it, they've wound up spending more money to shut down the government than if they would have just kept it open.
Yeah.
Because let me explain some of the things that happens when the federal government shuts down, and I'm using air quotes there. The National Mall in Washington, D.C., there are no gates around that. It's a big, giant, open-air sidewalk thing.
They put up gates, right?
When they shut down the government, they put up barricades and then hire park police to stand around the barricades to make sure people don't enter the sidewalk area that park police generally are not walking around.
Right. And that's not the only thing they do. They do that across the board at a lot of different locations.
Across the country.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've been talking about these stories on Free Talk Live for as long as we've been on the air.
Yes. I mean,
every year or 2 years or three, I don't know how often it is, it seems like every couple of years, there's one of these budget impasses where some political party in D.C. is, they're arrayed against this other political party, whichever one is in charge at the moment, and they're going to just hold out until they can get what they want out of the other party, and that means that the government's going to shut down. I mean, we haven't even read the story yet, but it's always the same, narrative. And then, of course, the list of departments that's going to be shut down is released, and we're all supposed to think that that's a bad thing. My God, we won't have access to, fill in the blank.
We're shutting down non-essential government services. My question is, why in the blue hell are there non-essential government services?
I would say they're all non-essential services.
So would I.
We're going by their definition.
But based on their definition of non-essential, why do they exist if they're not essential?
I don't think they're going to answer you.
Of course not. They can't.
And so, as you pointed out, they end up spending a bunch more money. It's this big display as though the government's actually shutting down, or even a significant portion of it, and it's not.
And then state taxpayers, for the federal government employees that actually are told, you stay home, state taxpayers wind up footing the bill, because those federal employees then collect state
Unemployment. Really?
Because they're out of it. Business shut down. I can't go to work. They collect unemployment. Then when
they
come
back,
they get back pay.
Amazing.
I'm. You know the thing that comes to my mind when we start talking about government shuts down. Government shutdowns is Chris Christie on the beach in New Jersey. When the beach was closed, the only person on it.
He was the one. Right. And the reason he was on it is because one of the presidential mansions sits on the beach.
Wait, the gubernatorial mansions, or we're talking about Chris Christie?
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, gubernatorial. Did I say presidential?
So they have multiple mansions.
New Jersey. They apparently have multiple mansions, and one of them is on the beach.
So is he just reclining in a beach, you know, chair?
Yes. Yeah, they've got pictures of this. And, it was all over the news.
And his response to the people saying, you know, like, can't use the beach, you shouldn't use the beach. He said, well, if you want to use the beach, just buy a house on the beach, because I went to one of my gubernatorial mansions on the beach.
That's not what I, when I read the quote, it was something to the effect, well, that's the privilege of, like, being governor or something.
There was a little bit longer that mentioned something about if you want to use the beach, live on the beach.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's just the stuff that comes out of some of these politicians' mouths is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's almost like the picture of Paris Hilton where she's wearing the shirt that just says, stop being poor.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We'll tell you more about the looming shutdown, supposedly.
855, 450 free.
Yeah, let's go to Sydney in the Bronx, listening online. Hello, Sydney.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for
good, you're
call.
On radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up the case of Adam Kokesh, because when you talk about the federal government shutting down, that's who I think of. He's running on a flight. He wants to become president, Adam Kokesh. I'm sure your listeners, a lot of them, know about him. He's a very divisive guy.
We've had him on the air multiple times. He's in jail right now.
Yeah, you always seem to have him when he's getting arrested, and that's when he gets the most amount of publicity. Right now, I guess he's sitting in a jail for
possession. Is he still there?
I
heard that. Okay, because I was wondering.
Did he get released like today or something?
Well, I don't know. I haven't looked at the news regarding Adam today, but yesterday I think we looked. Or no, yesterday you were on the air, Daryl. Did you guys hear anything yesterday about Adam?
Nope.
The day before, he was being held in jail, and the claim was that the folks over at Steemit.com had come up with the $6,000 in donations in cryptocurrency to post to the bail bondsman to get him out. So I don't know if there's been an update. I'll have to check on that, Sydney. Have you heard anything?
Yeah, last I checked, he's still in lockup. He doesn't want to pay the bail, I guess, as a type of statement. I don't follow him that closely. I just know that he got arrested recently, and he's running on a platform to shut down the federal government. I'm totally behind that. So, and he's also running for the Libertarian Party nomination. So that goes to you, Daryl. I think he also donated like $6,000 to the Libertarian Party, so... I hope.
A mistake.
He gets the election.
I don't know how much he's donated to any organization.
That information would probably be public for somebody who wanted to verify the claim, but I mean, I can't imagine why anyone would want to give a bunch of money to the Libertarian Party. They've just been, with the exception of Arvin Vora, who has been apparently stirring it up by making some principled libertarian statements
on
Facebook.
You're referring to the National Libertarian Party?
Yeah, this is the National Libertarian Party.
Just to be clear.
I fully think the New Hampshire Libertarian Party is doing great work. They're sticking to principle. And that's why I've joined as a life member recently of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party. But I resigned my life membership back in 2008 from the National Libertarian Party. And they really haven't done anything since then to make me think, I really need to rejoin the National Libertarian Party. Boy, am I missing out on something really awesome. Because, no, it hasn't been really awesome. It's just been a disappointment after disappointment. But I do wish Adam the best. I hope that he can get the nomination for the Libertarian Party in 2020. I guess that process will be going on early 2020, I presume.
I forget the weekend. I think it's probably Memorial Day weekend. They selected Austin, Texas as the convention site.
So the update on Adam from his Steemit blog at Steemit, Steemit.com is a headline, Adam Kokesh makes first known crypto transaction behind bars. And according to the story here, Adam was arrested within 40 minutes of formally announcing his candidacy for president of the United States this week. During the traffic stop, he initiated a crypto transaction using the popular website localbitcoins.com, which was accepted. However, Adam was not able to confirm the transaction until hours later as he was turning his phone into the jailers. That transaction was carried out within the next 30 minutes. So it sounds like they allowed him to actually finish his local Bitcoins transaction while he was being booked. I guess that's the claim here.
That's kind of funny.
So
I've actually seen not that, but people using their cell phones I guess it would be a holding area here in New Hampshire, which I thought was interesting. So they checked into the jail.
You've seen that in the jail?
Yeah. One of our David Juris
Okay. All right. Very good. Hey, Sydney, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And I don't know how we can get the number to Adam Kokesh, but he's certainly welcome to dial the back line and get on the air with us. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you're invited to join us. If you like, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Maybe you've heard a thing or two about Bitcoin. Maybe you heard that Bitcoin suffered a huge price drop this week. Well, it's true. It was actually pretty big, like 30-40% or something like that. It took it all the way back to the price that it had in December.
Yeah, something like that.
So
it's still 10 times higher than it was a year ago.
It sure is. So it's important to keep the perspective on what's happening with Bitcoin. If you want to go and learn about it, maybe you're new to Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. Great place to go and get the basics. And also, if you're old school, you can get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. You can join their mining pool. You can use various different tools on the site. It's Bitcoin.com. Again, news.bitcoin.com for the latest news headlines in the world of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. With you here again, you can join us. And 855-450-FREE is the number. We've also got Discord with the on-air call-in line there at discord.lrn.fm and Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So the big fear here among some people is that the government's going to shut down. And, of course, the same kind of news stories come out about this every time this sort of rigmarole gets run through in Washington, D.C., except this time. It's Donald Trump. So, of course, I'm sure there's an extra level of freak out going on here.
Oh, that means that Donald Trump can't use the military to drone bomb people. Oh, wait, they don't shut down the military when the government shuts down.
Yeah, I know.
Donald Trump will wind up, what exactly is he going to wind up preventing from happening?
Well, let's get to the story here. This is the AP's version. The President Donald Trump and Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer have met apparently Friday afternoon, that's today, in an 11th hour effort to avert a government shutdown with a bitterly divided Washington locked in stare down over federal spending and legislation to protect some 700,000 younger immigrants from deportation.
Talking about the dreamers that fall under DACA.
So these are the
DACA being the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals.
These are the political football, apparently, of the moment. The two New Yorkers who pride themselves on their deal-making abilities emerged from the meeting at the White House without an agreement, and Republicans and Democrats in Congress continue to trade blame as the midnight deadline approaches.
Right, so let me explain a little bit about the DACA thing. So okay. Back in September, Trump announced that he would wind up ending DACA applications. DACA was something that Barack Obama created as an executive order, which he's authorized to do. Presidents are authorized to defer and delay punishments for various crimes if they see fit. So Obama put out DACA, which is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. So anyone who arrived in the United States before, I believe it was June 15th, 2007, had been in the country for at least 5 years, was present in the country on that date in 2012, and did not have any felony arrest and no serious misdemeanors and was not deemed a threat to national security, could apply for protection under DACA to where 2 years will delay any kind of thing, and as long as you basically remain a good boy, then we'll renew this in 2 more years.
So they'd let him stay.
Let you stay. Not a path to citizenship. Not giving you a green card, just not deporting you.
But then 2 years later, they might deport them or they might let them stay 2 more years.
You just need to reapply, and as long as you still qualify, you get renewed.
So you're saying Trump's shutting that down?
Trump said in September he was shutting that down in 6 months, which means March. And he said it's up to Congress if they want to keep it. Now, he's couching his, and I'm using support here very loosely, willingness to sign off on something that Congress wants to do for DACA on funds for building that wall on the Mexican border.
Oh, Jesus.
So
he's saying he'll support DACA if they fund the wall?
Congress, you can extend it, but the only way I'm willing to sign an extension is if you fund this border wall that I want.
And so they're not going to fund the border wall.
Right. So
isn't it a Republican Congress?
It is. It's a Republican-controlled Congress.
This is against them.
But there are enough Republicans that are opposed to Trump that he needs some support from Democrats. So Trump last week said, Democrats don't really want DACA. They're not willing to negotiate. No, they're not willing to accept your absolutely horrible offer. That's not them not willing to negotiate. That's you're a bad negotiator.
Wow.
Hey, I know you're a vegan, but I'll give you this steak. Oh, you don't want this steak? You're just absolutely horrible, and you're turning away free food.
So, very interesting. I appreciate that you've done the research on this, Daryl, because I
do a daily newscast, and it's one of the things that I've been covering quite frequently over the last couple of weeks.
Excellent. So, they claim that they didn't come to an agreement. As news of the meeting spread, the White House sought to reassure Republican congressional leaders that Trump would not make any major policy concessions, said a person familiar with the conversations. The Senate GOP leader, John Cornyn said
Cornyn
said the ball is in Schumer's court. Democrats in the Senate have served notice that they will filibuster a 4-week government-wide funding bill that cleared the House Thursday evening that could expose them to charges that they are responsible for the shutdown, but they're pointing the finger at the Republicans instead.
And according to the Washington Post, Trump posted on Twitter, which he does a lot, that the 4-week extension would be best and that leaders were making progress.
The 4-week extension, meaning they're going to extend the government operation?
We're punting. So we're not going to sign off on a 6-month spending bill, which is what most of the things have been to avoid a shutdown. We're signing off on a 4-week funding bill, and then that gives us 4 weeks to come to an agreement on a budget, and then we'll sign another, and then another, and then another.
Wow!
Pretty
so this,
soon,
this whole thing's going to come up again 4 weeks if that thing goes. It's
yes.
a 4 week. Okay, got
that's
you.
Why for like 3.5 years, every 6 months we were talking about the looming government shutdown, the fiscal cliff, X day, and then they kept coming up with weird names for it.
Mm-hmm. But they haven't come to the 4-week agreement yet? Because it sounded
They've not come to any agreement yet.
So supposedly they're going to shut it down. Again, as we discussed earlier, that doesn't really mean much. At midnight tonight.
I don't know. I don't really know these shutdowns are. They really help anybody at all.
I'm curious.
As you guys are talking about how it increases our costs.
Because I know that in the New Hampshire legislature, they have this weird thing to where they go based off of the official clock in the chamber.
Right.
And if there are deadlines for things, we have to have business done by the end of the day on X, they will unplug the clock at 11:59. So I don't know if Congress has that kind of clock where they can just unplug it.
All right, there's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts on the looming shutdown. What do you think? Are you excited about it? Is it like no big deal? Whatever. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And for how long will it remain shut down? What's the longest time frame of one of these?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Lumber Liquidators January flooring sales going on now. Get more than 80 pre-finished hardwood floors up to 35% off. All Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is on sale. It looks and feels like real hardwood, and it's water resistant, like Nordic Fog Oak and Tuscan Fusion Maple, up to 30% off. And get Wood Look waterproof floors up to 27% off. Strand Bamboo up to 40% off. More deals from 49 cents plus professional installation and special financing. Hurry, get to Lumber Liquidators January flooring sale today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us if you want to comment, whether it's on the topic we've been discussing or whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in. That's Skype username lrn.fm. And join Free Talk Live in real life. This will be at Anarchapulco coming up in about a month from now. It's February 15th through the 18th. At the beautiful Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. The speakers are pretty much unmatched. You got Ron Paul, who's going to be heading everything up there with the keynote address. And at anarchapulco.com, they're making anarchy great again with other great guest speakers like G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wendler.
Assuming he's out of jail and allowed to leave the United
States. Good point. Bail conditions may prevent Adam from appearing, but I don't know. They might pipe him in from somewhere if that's possible.
Video conference.
Vitch, you'd like. Of course, if he's in jail, then video conference will be unlikely at that point. Although some jails do have video systems.
If they can get it to a computer, they can probably rebroadcast it.
Yeah, that's certainly possible. Sterling Lujan also will be there from Bitcoin.com. They'll have live music, they'll have parties, they'll have networking opportunities, and if you're there, I'm sure you're going to love it because it was great last year. So check out all the details and get signed up using code FTL to get 10% off the regular price tickets over at Anarchapulco.com. Again, that's code FTL, Anarchapulco.com, February 15th through the 18th. We will look forward to seeing you there, as Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. So once again, the government making a big hullabaloo about its supposedly impending shutdown. And, Daryl, you pulled up a handy Wikipedia list of the previous government shutdowns. I do remember becoming aware of this phenomenon for the first time during the Clinton administration. And because I'd asked right before we went to break, what was the longest government shutdown that we've had? And apparently it was during the Clinton administration.
Yes, 21 days from December 16th, 1995 to January 6th, 1996. 21 days.
And then they had another one of 5 days also.
That was November 14th through the 19th of 95.
And then
in October 2013, from the 1st through the 16th, with that one ending shortly after midnight on the 17th, that's when the debt limit was suspended. So basically, to sort of, you know, give a metaphor here, although metaphor might not be the correct term, but you know, federal government got a spending problem, barely making minimum payments on things, you know, barely covering the interest, and then MasterCard says, yeah, we're just going to go ahead and eliminate your spending limit here. Just go have fun with the credit card for 3.5 months.
Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Just go have fun. No spending limit.
So apparently it only has happened. Now, had it happened prior to Clinton's administration? Is there a backlist?
Yes. So 1990, there was a weekend shutdown.
Okay.
1986, there was a furlough of 500,000 federal employees for a single afternoon. 1984, again, 500,000 federal employees furloughed for a single afternoon.
Wow.
1981... 241,000 federal employees furloughed for a single day. And May 1st, 1980, the FTC was shut down for 1 day after Congress failed to pass an appropriations bill.
That one. But, yeah, so, I mean, is there like a lengthy list that goes all the way back? Or did this start happening within the last 30 years or, you know?
They do have a longer article that is List of Federal Funding Gaps.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something we should get into. Probably not that interesting. Just curious, as you know, how many times
they only
prior
go
to
back 1980? To 1976 on this. So 76, 1, 2, 3 in 1978, or 77, 1 in 78, 1 in 79.
And they constantly are, you know, fear-mongering about this and about how bad
the world's going to end.
Well, apparently the world will end if the government continues to be funded, given their military is going around bombing people everywhere.
The Russians will come in and invade everything and eat all of your pork chops.
No, it won't be the Russians. It'll be the Chinese. The Chinese will do it.
What about the North Koreans?
Ooh, right. Yeah, that's the new scary thing out there. Kim Jong-un and all his everything that doesn't work in North Korea.
Yeah, and
the internet.
Yeah, wait, well, one thing that's interesting about the whole North Korea scare, there are peace talks going on right now between the North and South Koreas.
Really?
That the Trump administration refuses to participate in, while saying the North Koreans aren't wanting to participate in peace talks.
Didn't Trump try to position himself as in favor of peaceful negotiations with North Korea?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
He did. He made some kind of statement on his Twitter about how he just wants to be friends.
I want to be friends. Yeah. With Kim Jong-un, I would never call him a short, fat guy. I would not do that. I want to be his friend. And then also saying that I've got a much larger nuclear button and mine works.
He did say that, too.
But how can you press that large nuclear button with that tiny hand?
Oh, tiny, yeah.
It's my strong hand!
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The Republicans are trying to paint this as the Democrats' fault, the supposed shutdown.
Right, even though, again, the Republicans have a majority in the House and the Senate, and the president is a Republican, but it's all the Democrats. See, Republicans are really, really good at saying everything is the Democrats'
fault,
even when the Republicans have the majority.
Well, according to Chuck Schumer, who is apparently some head of the Democrat characters, he said Friday that, quote, they're not talking to us. They're totally paralyzed and inept. There's no one to negotiate with, but they're in charge, he said. Republicans controlling the narrowly split chamber argue that the Democrats, who are holding the government hostage over demands to protect Dreamer immigrants, so on and so forth, as you'd explained before, the DREAM or the DACA.
Right,
Act.
And the reason they're called Dreamers is there was previous legislation.
The DREAM Act.
The DREAM Act, and I forget exactly what DREAM was an acronym for.
They love their acronyms up there.
True, but the term Dreamer has stuck, even though the, not legislation, but the thing covering them.
Dreamer
is,
sounds better than Dakar.
Yes.
I guess. The White House piled on, trying to paint the impending action as the Schumer shutdown. Still, officials said the president has been working the phones trying to avert it. The White House said Trump would not leave for a planned weekend trip. That's how committed he is to saving the government from shutdown. He has postponed his trip to Florida to make sure that this happens before midnight.
I'm not going to play golf until this shutdown is not shut down.
The president had been set to leave Friday afternoon to attend a fundraiser at his Palm Beach estate, marking the one-year anniversary of his inauguration. So I guess it would be kind of interesting that after 1 year, Donald Trump, you know, of Donald Trump being president, the government shuts down.
Yeah, that was such a good perception of what was going to come in the article.
So Trump answered, then they go on with this. I mean, it is what it is. You know, what are they going to do? How many bureaucracies will be shut down? Are people actually afraid of this? Congress must act by midnight, says the end of the story here, or the government will begin immediately locking its doors.
I'm more afraid of what's going to happen if they don't shut down.
What do you mean? Like what will happen to the Dreamers?
No, I'm more afraid of, like, they're going to, you know, use violence against me and, you know, take my money. And
oh, they're going to do that anyway. Yeah. Don't worry. Don't worry. You who were, going to court this morning, we went to court together here in Keene, New Hampshire, to take on a couple of parking tickets that you received here earlier. Was it this year or late last year?
Last year.
Late last year.
Yeah, it was late last year. It was like a month ago.
Yeah, so you went to what we thought was a trial, but turned out it was an arraignment this morning. Rest assured, your prosecution will continue,
yes,
even if the federal government shuts down.
Right, because it's different levels.
Yes, and they will still be getting, likely, the money from the federal government to do the various things that they do, like the DUI checkpoints that we spoke against this week.
We did.
At the State House here in Concord, where there's a bill to propose abolishing DUI checkpoints in New Hampshire. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, will a sales tax be coming to the internet? You've got some news, Chris. We'll share that on the way.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring in whatever you want on the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
I don't think anybody's really too concerned about the government shutdown that supposedly might happen at midnight tonight, but you're certainly welcome to comment if you want to join us here. Also, you can join us on Skype and comment there. Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have the new Discord, and there's an on-air call-in line room there that you can join to get on with us and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the latest out of Venezuela, where they have executed the man who attacked the government there, the former cop and action movie star who commandeered a government helicopter and then threw grenades, apparently, at some government buildings. Apparently, they caught him.
Now, were these finally real grenades?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They weren't props from a movie. We'll continue. We can tell you more about that on the way here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. I know, Chris, you'd wanted to talk, I think, for a couple weeks now about this internet sales tax. I don't know anything at all about this. Who is proposing an internet sales tax, and is this something that even has any kind of traction? Because it's one of those things that seems to kind of raise its head every few years. You hear some kind of story about, my God, someone wants an internet sales tax, but it never really seems to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's the battle's been won at the
national level?
Yeah, at the national level. I want to say state house. He is here in New Hampshire. But no, it's at the national level.
Certainly some states have sales taxes, and you do see places like Amazon collecting sales tax in those states.
Only if Amazon has a physical presence in that state.
Like a warehouse or something.
Because there is still what's called the catalog exemption that applies even to online purchases. And mm-hmm. The catalog exemption for sales tax dates back a really long time. But somehow think that it's the internet exemption. But if you go...
This is for like Sears catalogs or something.
Right. Yeah. If you find a Sears catalog, or even, you know, like one of those, buy as seen on TV, call now, three payments of blah da 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 da. If it's shipped across state lines, it is exempt from sales tax. Now, under state rules, there might be some use tax that you as the consumer...
property tax or whatever. I've heard that the Vermont government goes after Vermonters for buying things in New Hampshire if they can find out about it.
Right.
They want to collect a tax on that.
Yeah, it's a use tax.
Yeah.
There might be something that, you know, you are supposed to pay...
Yeah.
But it's not...
It's unenforceable in a lot of cases.
It's incumbent upon...
any enforcement ability at all.
It is not incumbent upon the merchant to collect that.
But
if there's a physical presence... So Massachusetts is a good example.
There's an Amazon facility there.
There's an Amazon facility there. Some of the stuff ships from that facility. Then anything sold to someone in Massachusetts would be subject to Massachusetts sales tax because of that physical presence requirement.
Yeah, that's called nexus, where there's a physical attachment. It's a legal term.
Okay.
Basically.
So what's going on? Where's the story from?
So the story is from Bloomberg, and basically it's South Dakota is the one that's passed a law at the state level that basically requires any business that does $100,000 in sales or more a year to start collecting sales tax in the state.
Hold on. Only South Dakota businesses, or are they trying to mandate that every
businesses? They're trying to mandate other businesses that are not operating in the state
collect
the South Dakota sales tax if they do more than $100,000 a year in sales, which is nothing.
So hold on, is that $100,000 per year total, or only $100,000 per year to residents of South Dakota?
Well, that's a good question,
because the reason I'm asking is, you as a small business, I don't know.
Penguin.com is his.
Right. I don't know if you do $100,000 per year worth of sales globally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. $100,000.
I don't even know your business, but I'm sure it's way more than that.
Yeah.
But if you then sell one thing to someone in South Dakota, is South Dakota wanting you to collect sales tax for that one customer in South Dakota, or do they want sales tax for the entire $100,000 that you sold globally?
Fortunately, that kind of detail, you're probably going to have to look at the law, because nobody is going to write an article to that.
And the law is probably written in such a way as to where even if I... did find out what their law was, I wouldn't be able to interpret it.
Well, theoretically it's unenforceable, because you have no nexus to the state at this point. So
who has no nexus to the state? The other businesses?
The nexus being physical presence.
Right, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm using words that, illegal words. So basically, they have no physical presence in the state. The businesses that are going to be affected theoretically, but given that given the way the law works, they can't actually enforce it. So this is why they're taking it to the Supreme Court. Because they're going to try to enforce it on businesses that don't operate
Hold
in
on.
That state.
So, wait, did South Korea... or South Korea? Did South Dakota already pass this? I missed that. Or was this a proposed...
Yeah, it's... No. It's got to have already been passed, because if it wasn't...
So who's taking it to the Supreme Court, exactly?
It's already... I found another article.
Okay.
That apparently the South Dakota Supreme Court has already ruled on this matter.
Oh.
And that has been appealed. So when state Supreme Court decisions get appealed, they go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Who's the case? Who's bringing the case in the first place? Like a retail federation or something like that?
The case is Quill v. North Dakota.
Yeah, it involves a number of different companies.
That's one of the
South Dakota
cases. I'm trying to skim figure things out.
We're all trying to figure this out here.
The article here mentions a conflicting decision of Quill v. North Dakota. I'm not seeing just a very rapid scan of this, like 700-word thing. I can't distinguish who brought the case.
I have that. I actually...
They do mention internet retailers Wayfair, Overstock, and Newegg.
Overstock, right on.
Yeah. But those are... So those retailers are opposing it, but there's, I believe, other retailers...
By the way, the reason why we like Overstock, they're not a sponsor or anything like that, but they are very... The guy who runs the place, Patrick Byrne, very libertarian dude, very big fan of cryptocurrencies, so good for him for taking this thing to court. So they are saying, hey, you know, we don't think this is legal. This is probably unconstitutional for you to force us to pay to collect sales tax, given we don't actually, you know, do business there as far as a physical location.
Right. And apparently those three companies were the ones that filed the suit,
mm-hmm.
according to the Argus Leader. In 2016, the legislature passed a bill requiring internet companies with more than $100,000 in annual sales or 200 transactions per year to remit sales tax to the state. But again, it doesn't specify if it's only
South Dakota.
$100,000 per year in South Dakota.
Yeah, it's not clear.
200 transactions a year is not enough to make minimum wage off of. So basically everybody who's not, you know, occasionally selling something on eBay
right.
is basically going to theoretically
cross that threshold.
Right, and there's no way you would be able
to
collect.
Question here. Your article from Bloomberg, does it say that the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear this case or that just the U.S. Supreme Court was asked to hear the case?
Good question. I mean, the title of the headline here is U.S. Supreme Court to review bid. So presumably they've been asked and probably accepted it. They said yes. Otherwise, it wouldn't be to review.
Do you want to share more from the Bloomberg piece about this?
Yeah, let me see here. So, yeah, actually, we talked about the...
If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Maybe you know more about this. Maybe you're in South Dakota and you've been following this this closely. Maybe you're a business person in South Dakota or you're just an internet business person and you're a little worried about this because you have clients in South Dakota.
Yeah, let me read a little bit from the article, actually. Okay. So I'm gonna cut through a lot of it because we kind of already back and forth it. So those supporting South Dakota at the high court include 35 other states as well as lawmakers who say they've been trying for years to get Congress to address the issue. Overturning Quill would mean leveling the playing field for businesses who are employing people on Main Street, Senator Hedy, I don't know.
Quill being the case that I had mentioned, the Quill v.
Right.
North Dakota.
And that's a previous case where...
Right, that's the one that says that if there's no physical presence mm-hmm. in the state cannot collect... sales tax from that business.
Let's continue here. You've got more to share.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about the internet sales tax. This apparently you said 35 states supporting South Dakota.
Yeah.
On this?
The states are definitely
they want
support.
It. They want it.
855
it means
more
money. 855-450-3733. If you want to join us, hour number two is on the way. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves as well and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. Join our Discord, discord.lrn.fm.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.